And it's fouled off. So still a 1-2 count. We'll see pitch number 8 on the way after this. And only one ball thrown so far from Martinez. A 1-2 count yet again to the right-handed hitting Mallard. Native of Fresno, California. Here's the 1-2, and once again, it's fouled back. So Bell continuing to stay alive up there as he just keeps rolling along. Bell, 5 foul balls with 2 strikes. You'll see pitch number 9 from Martinez. 1-2 the count. It is ripped over to third base, picked up by Garcia off the ground, and he will throw it to first in time for out number 3. So ends up going 3 up, 3 down, even though it took a little bit longer than hoped. And Martinez, 2 scoreless frames. Rafters got to score 3 when we come back in the bottom of the ninth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rafters.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but 2 Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters Baseball back here in the ninth inning. It's the bottom of the ninth. Rafters down 3-0, and they're taking on a new pitcher, Blake Barker, who relieves Bryce Liddle after Liddle ended up going 2 innings with 2 hits, no runs allowed, none of them earned, of course, with 1 walk allowed on 3 strikeouts. He did not hit a batter with a pitch, no balks from him, no wild pitches, and he faced a total of 9 batters on 30 pitches. Brings in Blake Barker, the closer, who's looking for the save. It's a save opportunity. Even though they've got the 3-run advantage, the Rafters hoping to come back and finish it strong. Blake Barker has appeared in just 1 game for the Mallards, but he struck out 4 in a perfect 2 innings earlier back on June 16th, just 2 days ago, against the Rockford Rivets. So they like him in this situation. He went 6 up, 6 down with 4 strikeouts, and he's got some great stuff. Another guy from the University of Virginia, a teammate of Michael Yeager's, and he is a left-handed reliever going up against Royce Clayton Jr. It's Clayton, Diaz, and Adrian due up in the ninth for the Rafters. That's the 6-7-8 batters, and if it gets there, J.J. Garcia would bat fourth. First pitch on the way to Clayton. It's on the inside edge for strike number 1, and Clayton, 1-for-3 on the game. He picked up a hit back in the 7th inning. It was a leadoff single. He's leading off the 9th inning here. He also stole 2 bases on that single. 0-1 count on the way. It's fouled back to roll it 0-2. He also struck out swinging twice, back in the 4th and in the 2nd, so looking to do more of what he did in the 7th. This is his second plate appearance since the delay. Not long gone by now. The rain very lightly coming down. I mean, there's just hints of it at this point. Field still damp, though, and the 0-2 count on the way. Misses low for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Chris Diaz on deck, a left-handed hitter. So you could see a pinch hitter in this case. And it looks like, yeah, Hiroto Kobayashi is taking swings in the on-deck circle. 1-2 count is a little low for ball number two as it goes 2-2. So it'll likely be Hiroto Kobayashi coming in for Chris Diaz after this. But the Rafters hoping for a leadoff base runner. 2-2 count to Clayton. It's fouled back, so he stays alive. And Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder, he has looked pretty good since coming back from his injury, but took him a little bit to get started. Restarted, I should say. He started off the season really hot for the Rafters, one of the better hitters on Wisconsin Rapids. He's got a 2-2 count here with nobody on, nobody out, bottom of the ninth, and he fouls it away again. We'll see pitch number seven coming up here to lead off the ninth. Rafters trying to come back down three runs against the subdivisional leaders in the Madison Mallards. So a very important game as it's a now very nice night out there after the rain was coming down hard earlier. 2-2 count. It's high for ball number three. A great plate appearance from Royce Clayton Jr. He'll see pitch number eight on the way. Talking about a nice night. It's 66 degrees. Still a little bit cloudy, but not much coming down out of the air now. And now that is good if you got yourself a jacket. 3-2 count coming home. It is outside ball number four and a leadoff base runner for the Rafters. Trying to make the comeback. You got to get base runners. Brings the batter to the plate now. The pinch hitter, Hiroto Kobayashi. And Kobayashi, he does officially take out Chris Diaz. Kobayashi, a pinch hitter, but will likely go into right field as that's his natural position. Kobayashi replaces Diaz after Diaz went 0-3, not the night he was looking for to break out of his cold spell. The first pitch to Kobayashi is on the outside edge, called strike number one, and that is an extended pitch right there that, man, that was right on that edge. 0-1 the count with the runner on first base and nobody out. It's high for ball number one. Blake Barker hoping to earn the save here, but he's got to work through the Rafters' bottom of the order first. Got that runner on first base. It's Royce Clayton Jr. He's already got a pair of steals. This one over to first base. It's a slow roller. Not going to be enough time to throw to second. And so the first baseman, Davis Hamilton, will step on the bag himself. It's three unassisted for out number one as Royce Clayton goes to second on the play. Runner on second base with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Rafters still down 3-0. They need Nick Adrian to come up clutch here. Adrian is 0-2 on the game. The right-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters. It's a righty-lefty matchup. You're going to be seeing a lot of that, especially late in the game. Garcia on deck is a righty, and then Noah Ruiz is also a righty. He's in the hole as the first pitch is on the inside edge to Adrian for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Adrian's last time up, he struck out swinging in the seventh inning. He also drew a walk in the fifth and grounded out 5-3 in the third inning. 0-1 the count. The pitch on the way. It's hit up the middle towards shallow second base. It's going to be a tough play off balance. The throw over to first is in time. And that's out number two as Royce Clayton Jr. advances over to third base. So runner on third, but the Rafters are still down three runs. They're down to their last out, and it's up to J.J. Garcia. 3-0 Mallards. Rafters trying not to get shut out for the first time this season. After they had all of the offensive momentum from last night, they've gone a little bit cold today. That's what Mallards will do to you. The first pitch is on the inside edge, called for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count to Garcia. Garcia 0-3 on the game. His last time up, he flew out to right field back in the seventh inning. 0-1 count on the way. It is a little high for ball number one. Moves it 1-2. Prior to the flyout, Garcia rounded into a 5-4-3 double play in the fifth. Also, he reached on an error back in the third inning and went all the way to third base. 1-1 count is a little high for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. So Garcia trying to work the count here. Batting 182 entering this game and going to drop a little bit. The 2-1 count is high for ball number three. 3-1, and Rafters need base runners. The tying run is on deck, so you got to at least get him to the plate. Two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. Garcia with the game on the line, trying to keep it going. 3-1 is fouled back, and it's a full count. Full count with two outs. Runner on third base in the bottom of the ninth. Rafters down 3-0. Blake Barker looking for the save, as it would be his first save of the season. Previously, Barker pitched for the Rafters 2 seasons ago. Looking for his return to Witter Field. It's a foul ball straight back. As count remains 3-2. He pitched for the Rafters in 18 games back in 2023. Went 22 innings for the Rafters with a 4.5 ERA. It was a pretty nice year for him. Had only 17 strikeouts, though, over those 22 innings. 3-2 count to Garcia. Pitch on the way. It's hit towards the right side of the infield and gets on through the 4-6 gap into center field. An RBI single from J.J. Garcia, and it brings the tying runner to the plate for the Rafters. Back up to the top of the order, and it's Noah Ruiz. And Ruiz up to the plate. He has reached base all 4 times today, and all in different ways. But what he hasn't done yet is hit a home run. You got to speak it into existence, right? Runner on first base with 2 away in the bottom of the ninth. It's 3-1. The Mallards have the lead. Ruiz, right-handed batter against the lefty Barker on the mound. First pitch to Ruiz is called for strike number one. Last time up, Ruiz had a single in the eighth inning but was caught stealing second. In the sixth, he doubled, was stranded at second. In the third, he walked and also was stranded at second. And in the first, he was hit by a pitch. Broken bat, right side of the infield. It's dying in the infield. Picked up, the flip from second to first is in time. And the Rafters come up just shy yet again. They've now lost 8 straight games that came down to their last at-bat. And the Rafters have just been struggling in that category. So, once again, that's a final score. It's 3-1. The Rafters in that ninth inning, 1 run on the 1 hit. There were no errors, and there was 1 runner left on base. It's 3-1, the final score, and the Rafters drop to 7-15 on the season. So they'll be hoping to turn that around shortly, but it's going to take some time in order to do that. So they will once again be taking on Madison tomorrow, and they'll be hoping for some revenge in front of the Madison fans out there tomorrow at 6:35 p.m. We'll talk a little bit more about that and about this game as well on the postgame show, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this with a look back at how it all happened, the stats, and of course, looking forward to next game here on WFHR Wisconsin.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, it's a bad news Wednesday night as the Rafters drop it 3-1 against the Madison Mallards, and they can't get back in the win column as they end up dropping this one. They fall to 7-15 on the season, and they are now tied with the Lakeshore Chinooks. However, got to take a look back at what the Chinooks did. They did lose to Wausau today, so they dropped to 7-16. So the Rafters still ahead of them in the standings. They're only up half a game, though, but really felt good about that one based on the pitching. I mean, it was dominant from Seth Spencer through 5 2/3. He allowed just a couple of base runners and, well, unfortunately, wasn't able to keep it in favor of the Rafters. They tried at the end, but it was too little, too late. Taking a look back at how it happened, it was scoreless in the first for both teams, but in the second inning, the Mallards were able to score their first run. It was an RBI single from Dominic Jacoby to make it 1-0, and it would stay 1-0 all the way up until the sixth inning. Both Seth Spencer and Michael Yeager went 5 complete innings. Yeager had a no-hitter through 5 before he was pulled in the sixth, but top of the sixth comes around. Seth Spencer still out there pitching, trying to get the quality start. He retired the first two batters of the sixth inning, but then allowed an infield single, and so at that point he was finally pulled from the game, despite him having a good start. He had gone late enough for him, so they go to the bullpen. Trevor Moit comes in, and with the inherited runner, he does come home to score. It's a hit-by-pitch, a single, and a 2-RBI double from Noah Sheffield, and that made it a 3-0 game. The Mallards wouldn't score the rest of the way, but bottom of the sixth comes around. The Rafters get a pair of runners. It wasn't until the ninth, though, that they would score. In the bottom of the ninth, the Rafters had the leadoff walk from Royce Clayton Jr., and he would end up on third base for J.J. Garcia's RBI single. And despite the tying runner at the plate, the Rafters once again drop the game. That's 8 consecutive games that have come down to the tying runner at the plate or further on the base paths that the Rafters have lost. And so it's these tight games. It's not something that is unfixable. They have just not been getting games to go their way right now, and eventually it'll turn around, but you just got to stay patient up there. Taking a look back at the box score stats for the game, it was a 2-for-3 night from Noah Ruiz, but the time when they needed him the most was in the ninth inning, and unfortunately he could not come through like he has throughout the season. Outside of that, I mean, not too many impressive offensive lines, although Royce Clayton Jr. reached twice. He walked and doubled as well, so not a bad game from him. But from the pitching, Seth Spencer, 5 2/3 innings, 2 runs allowed, both were earned on 6 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Trevor Moik went an inning and a third, allowing 1 run of his own. It was earned on 2 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. And Jafet Martinez finished off the game with 2 scoreless innings, allowing just 1 hit and 2 strikeouts with no walks over that time. So a relatively strong game from the pitching staff in total, but it unfortunately wasn't enough for the win. The final score, Rafters lose 3-1. Taking a look ahead to the next game for the Rafters, they will once again be taking on the Madison Mallards for game number 2 on the season. It's the first of a 3-game series at the Duck Pond at Warner Park, and the Mallards will be hosting them at 6:35 p.m. tomorrow before a full 9-inning doubleheader on Friday, also at Warner Park. So tomorrow, 6:35 p.m., it'll be Anthony Mateo taking on Tyler Guerin. That's the matchup on the mound, and so an exciting one to say the least. The Rafters hoping that things can go their way on the road, as well, they had that 3-game winning streak on the road earlier. They had won 4 straight prior to that game at Wausau, but things have not gone their way as of late, and hoping that they can get back in the win column coming up next. So Rafters once again dropping it 3-1. That's a final score. And pregame show tomorrow starts at 6:20 p.m. So I hope to be talking to you guys then. But that's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. A big shout out to everyone who helped out, and all of our great interns and staff here at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. It was a tough night with the rain delay, but everyone pitching in a helping hand, and whenever they were able to, it was great. Also, a big shout-out to our pregame interview of tonight, Tristan Krusenberry, for taking his time to talk with me and talk about the season. It's always great to get to talk to all of the players, and hopefully we will see a win tomorrow for the Rafters. But once again, that's going to do it. Final score one last time, 3-1 Mallards win here at Witter Field. Until tomorrow night, from myself, Austin Thomas, and from the rest of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, thank you and have a great rest of your night.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find them.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Want to take just a second and thank everybody for taking part in our statewide Text to Win Sconnie Summer Contest. It wrapped up last Friday. It was a lot of fun. Love seeing the entries come in and where everyone is listening around the state, and it's always fascinating.
I love seeing the misspelled words.
That's always fun,
That's
too.
That's always fun, too.
But our grand prize winners, it's Trace, who is listening to WMDX in Madison, and Melissa also listening in Hayward on WHSM, picking up the grand prizes of a little getaway, either in Door County or Baraboo, with a gas card to get you there.
Baraboo.
Not the only things you can win. Free ticket Friday is back this Friday.
I can win?
You cannot win. Work here, you can't win. But you can win, starting on Friday, Free Ticket Fridays, 4 packs of tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, cushy seats,
comfy seats,
bathroom access, very important. So be listening on Friday. You got 5 chances on Fridays during our show. Tom Hartman, Todd Alba, and Maggie Dawn. Also, mornings with Pat Kreitlow, too. He's going
to so many chances to win.
I know. So, Free Ticket Friday is back this coming Friday. Make sure you download the Civic Media app.
It's the only way you can participate.
And it is app absolutely free, as Greg likes to say.
Play on words.
Before we went to the break, we were talking about the case of the Milwaukee Public School teacher aide, Yasina Rawana, who has chosen to self-deport, along with her two daughters, 10 years old, who are U.S. citizens. They were born here. They've never been to El Salvador. That's what we were talking about before we went to the break. Jean from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Jean. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to add to this?
Well, I'll tell you, great job, guys, reporting on this. I mean, you know, just watching these people, they're so vile and inhumane treatment. I mean, I really wonder what other people are thinking. I mean, I get sick to my stomach when I watch those, you know what, doing this to human beings and our fellow Americans and our visitors or our people waiting to be part of the United States of America. I'm ashamed of the way that they're acting. I think, and I hope people watch how they talk and watch the president live. And I think you would get a rude awakening. And then, oh, they're going to not go after the farmers. Now they're going to go after the farmers. He doesn't know what the devil he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's in charge of the country. And these, this poor lady and her daughters, they were if they were trafficked, that's nuts that they have to go back there. That's so cruel. Well, anyway, we know how they treat women in that group of people. They don't even care about women, but it's sick, guys. But I just had to call and give my 2 cents worth. Thanks a lot for reporting on this. We need to be aware and we need to speak out. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks Bye. A lot, Jean. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You very much.
Anytime. You can join us as well at 855-752-4842. I think Jean would be very dismayed because it depends upon what social media you look at. There are people who are celebrating cases like this.
Yeah.
Just in the level of enjoyment and cruelty.
Yes.
Is pretty astonishing.
It's a
for a lot of people who ostensibly claim to be Christians.
I believe that, you know, this might I'm going to say it. I believe part of the membership of this club, this MAGA club, is that you have to enjoy cruelty. You have to enjoy the suffering of others. It brings you more joy to see others suffer than it does to help them, and you feel better about yourself somehow. Or that
for some reason,
America's winning, or whatever you want to say, but it's just despicable because she is doing, again, everything that's been asked of her to stay in this country legally.
She
kept her appointments.
Guys.
She paid taxes. She got a job helping kids as a teacher. What more do you want? And I know it's what will be screamed at the radio right now by those who disagree. Well, she came here illegally. You're right. She did.
She did. And she has admitted that.
She has admitted that. And she has been here for 14 years. So
never committed a crime while she was here.
And why did she not just get thrown out within a year or two of being here in the first place? Because she kept her appointments, because she was meeting with people in immigration. She was doing the thing you're supposed to do. And yeah, exactly. It's just, that's why it's so hard to have this conversation, because it's nuanced. It's got layers. But yet to the individuals who are on social media that you refer to, there's no
gray.
It is black and white.
Yeah, there's never any gray.
And that applies to people who are thrown out who are here legally. They must have done something. They wouldn't just take them.
And they have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have been.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more documents come out now from some of the people who they have sent to prisons in other countries that only a third of the people that we have deported actually have criminal records.
Yeah.
Oops.
Kilmar Obrego Garcia is another example. We just talked about him before, but another example of this botched plan is the fact that it was a clerical error that got him deported.
And the administration admitted that.
They admitted it. And within a week, the press secretary was saying, he'll never come back again. He'll never be back here. He's down there. And the president,
nothing we can do.
President of the United States, nothing I can do.
Nothing
president
can do.
Of El Salvador, nothing I can do. And where is he now? He's back.
Huh.
And he's now fighting federal charges.
Interesting how that works.
Wow.
We have news coming up next. And then when we return, our friend and colleague here at Civic Media, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, will be joining us. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast, statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up globally if you have the app. Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. In a retrial in suburban Boston that drew international attention, Karen Reed has been found not guilty of second-degree murder. Here's WBZ's Emma Friedman.
Karen Reed was accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV and leaving him to die in the snow in Canton in 2022. Reed's defense team maintained that she was being framed and that she was innocent of the crime.
President Trump says he hasn't decided yet whether he'll order airstrikes on Iran.
Things change. I mean, especially with war. Things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other.
In a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court has upheld a Tennessee law that bars minors from using hormones and puberty blockers for gender transition. Here's CBS's Jake Rosen.
Under the majority's ruling, although these laws that forbid treatments for minors are okay, the court did not reach broader questions about the status of transgender people in other circumstances.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Brewers get rained out. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Brewers and Cubs were supposed to play tonight at Wrigley Field, but steady rains, game has been called. They'll move tonight's game to August 18th and a doubleheader at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. Chicago winning last night 5-3. The Cubs doing a good job this season closing out games. They are 40-1 when going into the eighth inning with the lead. NFL, I had a chance to talk to the Packers' new president and CEO, Ed Policy, yesterday at Lambeau Field, and asked him, when he takes over for Mark Murphy this summer, what are the things he wants to focus on?
The Packers, the entire organization really exists for three things and three things only, and that's to win football games, to keep the Packers in Green Bay, and to strengthen our community. So I'll be really focused on those three things, and the next big thing will be first and foremost to focus on fielding a very competitive football team that's hopefully competing for championships.
That's the Packers' new president and CEO, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes superheroes need to be stuck up for when they are being bullied, at least when it comes to movies. The Marvelous Miss Maisel, also known as Rachel Brosnahan, stuck up for superhero movies. She chatted with Amanda Seyfried for an article in Interview Magazine. Both actors agreed, if an actor is going to do a superhero role, they need to own it. As opposed to what Dakota Johnson said after starring in Madam Web and basically trashing the film after it flopped at the box office. Brosnahan is set to play Lois Lane in the upcoming Superman film. As usual, there will be a battle for the top spot at the box office this coming weekend. Distribution prognosticators are predicting How to Train Your Dragon will keep the top spot after a monster opening weekend. Duking it out for the number two spot at the box office, according to Variety, will be 28 Years Later, the third installment of the 28 Days franchise, and first installment of a new trilogy and Pixar's Elio. A little bit of horror and some family-friendly fare. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms ending, some breaks in the clouds develop, light winds and morning lows of the upper 50s. On your Thursday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, some late afternoon and evening showers and storms with highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 64.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, if you were looking for some new attire, perhaps to get you through the summer.
Some sweet drips, as the kids say, right, Calvin?
They call them sweet drips? Dr. Lyerly saying no, that's not what kids say.
It's drip. It's not plural. It's drip.
Sweet drip?
Drip.
It's a sweet drip.
Great drip.
You're turning me into an old man by the moment, Dr. Lyerly. These kids don't know how to talk.
Dr. Kristen,
if you want to borrow my pack of children who teach me how to talk, you're welcome to have them.
We need a younger interpreter interpret young person speak. But if you are looking for a new great drip to take you through the summer.
Some new drip.
Is that the right? Okay, let me write this down.
I blame myself.
If you are looking for some new drip for the summer, go to civicmedia.us, click on shop at the top, and that will take you to our merchandise store. And there's a rumor that there's going to be Matinair on Air merchandise available very soon.
Shop at the top. Get your drip. It's hip.
There we got it right there. Show's over. Wrap it up. We're done. So, yes, there should be MOA, Matinair on Air merchandise, coming to the Civic Media store soon. We will let you know when that happens so you can pick up maybe a new T-shirt, a new hat, a tote bag.
I've heard rumors of a tote.
Yes, there are tote rumors as well. So check it out, civicmedia.us. Delighted to be joined by our friend and colleague and young person interpreter, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here, host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show on Saturdays and Sundays. What's coming up this weekend?
This weekend, we are talking with State Representative Ryan Spouty and State Senate candidate Sean Grorich about some of the policy that's happening in the LGBTQ community in the legislature. Did you know that our LGBTQ plus caucus has doubled in size? It's true. And did you know that 4 out of 5 of our state representatives in Northeast Wisconsin just happen to be members of the community? True story.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Wow. As much as some would like to disappear this segment of our population, they're not going anywhere.
Oh, not especially not in Northeast Wisconsin.
No.
And the legislation that they have introduced is wonderful. It is supportive. It is stuff that you would think we wouldn't have to talk about, like protecting people legally. Wisconsin was we were the first state to provide legal protections to people from the community. Isn't that incredible? Like, we were so innovative back in the 70s.
Yeah.
But now here we are having to pass laws just to make sure that people feel safe walking down the street.
Yeah, it's amazing how for decades we were like, yes, you are welcome, you are safe, you are loved. And all of a sudden now there's like, I don't know about these people who've been living here for decades and haven't really not hurt, injured our children, caused crime or done anything. Now, I think I don't trust them anymore.
Well, didn't Scott Walker get rid of the state motto forward because we couldn't look forward anymore?
Really?
I'm misremembering this.
It just felt like the Walker administration.
Let's not go forward. Let's just, I don't know, Wisconsin, let's tread water.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But the water has PFAS, so be careful.
Which just is worth another reminder. There is money set aside to address the PFAS problem in Wisconsin, which the Joint Finance Committee will not release because they want the polluters not to have to take any responsibility for the pollution that they create. Yeah. Essentially, mm-hmm. That's why they won't pass out this money.
Yeah, it's true. So it's been sitting there for what, almost 3 years. It was the last budget.
It was the last budget. Yeah.
And passing the bill to pass the funds to get the funds in and out there and fixing the water was passed bipartisan. This was a mm-hmm. bipartisan measure passed through the Assembly and the State Senate. And then the Joint Finance Committee came in and said, hey, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
no. They love to not do things. They're really good at it.
Yeah, it's just stuck in the legislature like so many other things, like postpartum Medicaid extension. Just stuck, just sitting there mm-hmm. while people are literally dying. People in Peshtigo are still drinking water out of bottles because they can't get there.
Yeah, they've been doing for years.
Yeah. Yes, and the money is there. Everybody agrees it needs to be fixed, but they've dug their heels in so hard. They have totally forgotten that they represent the people who elected them.
Well, and I would just say to those poor folks who have been stuck drinking bottled water for all of these years, myvote.wy.gov, put in your address. Every lawmaker who represents you, their contact information will come up. You should call them.
Yeah, you should call them. Even if you've never done it before, especially if you've never done it before.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know that it feels uncomfortable and you may feel like I don't want to get political, but the truth is politics is ruining our lives. Our elected officials' inability to talk to each other and compromise is making it really hard for you to live, and it's getting harder every day. So if ever there was a time to step up, you don't have to be political. You don't have to start with, I always vote for Republicans or I didn't vote for you. How about my water is poisoned and I need help?
Mm-hmm. And why aren't you doing anything to fix this?
Yeah.
That's your job. Myvote.wy.gov. Keep it by your phone. Myvote.wy.gov. All you got to do, put in your address. All the contact information is there. We highly, highly encourage you to take advantage of that. Dr. Kristen Lierley is our guest. A number of things we wanted to talk about. This, too, Dr. Lierley has been big in discussion as we're talking about the budget that they're trying to ram through the Senate now. And the impact on rural hospitals. So when we talk about all these Medicaid cuts that they want to do, this is going to have a major impact, especially in rural areas.
Yeah. In Wisconsin, we know that there are two hospitals. So a list was produced out of the University of North Carolina looking at the financial viability of rural hospitals all over the country. In Wisconsin, there are two hospitals that will likely close if the big, beautiful bill passes. And those hospitals are in Osseo and Manitowoc. So think about a community. Manitowoc at least has another hospital nearby.
Right.
In Osseo, there's nothing around. That hospital, if they close, and I'm talking about all services, if they close, where do those people go? The hospital where I'm working right now in northern Minnesota, in Hibbing, is one of two hospitals in Minnesota that would likely close if this bill passes. And there is a lot of conversation happening in this community right now. People who typically don't pay attention, people who rely on care because this is an aging population. People need more contact with healthcare, not less. And we really struggle to hire people here, which is why I work here. We are struggling. If this big, beautiful bill passes, this hospital will close.
And I mean, is Hibbing relatively isolated? I'm trying to fix where it is geographically, like from the Twin Cities. How far away is Hibbing from the Twin Cities?
3 hours north.
Oh, man.
It's part of the Iron Range. The next nearest hospital is 30 minutes away, but 30 minutes in northern Minnesota in the winter is scary. And, well, you know, the roads aren't great. We already have people who travel down from International Falls because there's no hospital up there that delivers babies. They drive an hour and a half to come. International Falls is right on the Canadian border.
Right.
They drive an hour and a half because we're the closest hospital. We've had people deliver in their car on the way here because they couldn't make it. It's not working.
Yeah. And honestly, like you make the point of 30 minutes in winter roads in northern Minnesota is tough. I would just say 30 minutes on good roads is tough because depending on where you are with your situation, you could be moments away from dying. Or
what if you're having a heart attack?
Yeah,
just hang on for another 45 minutes, Bill. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's another problem is EMS services are almost entirely run by volunteers up here. It's hard to get volunteers because, again, we've got an aging population. There aren't enough young people to support the people who need services. So when I need to transfer someone to Duluth, which is a little over an hour away, it's hard for us to find an ambulance to take that person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nurses spend hours calling different ambulance services to try to find somebody to send them in that direction. Our health infrastructure is already in terrible shape. If you cut dollars from Medicaid, it's only going to get worse.
You know, we mentioned this earlier in the program, and I'm going to reiterate it for this point as well. And regarding the bill for billionaires, it's like they're not doing any sort of long-term planning or looking at the road, looking at down the road, saying, what is the next move? What's the next move after that? And so on and so forth. It's just cut, cut, cut to get our little bank heist. Because that's all this is. This is a vault heist. This is Die Hard.
It's a transference of wealth.
Exactly. It is. Look over here at all this stuff happening while we just absolutely gut your social security net and take your money and put it in our pocket.
And those are people who are going to get health care. The decision makers are people who will always have health care. Yeah. They'll always be able to get the things that they need.
Yep.
But in the meantime, we are struggling to get by. I was on a call with Senator Elizabeth Warren the other day, who was telling us that only 1 in 4 people understand what this big, beautiful bill is. And I was shocked to hear that because we're talking about it all the time, but it's only 1 in 4. So friends, if you're listening, talk about the implications of this bill, whether it's the gutting health care, gutting SNAP, maybe it's raising the deficit. Maybe, I mean, Ron Johnson has a point there. The deficit will increase because of these giant tax cuts that we are giving to large, huge corporations. So we've got to have conversations about what is in this bill and how it will impact not only us personally, but our communities as a whole.
Well, you know, you mentioned Ron Johnson, and I just have to throw this in there. Yeah, Ron's a whole out on the budget bill until he gets something that he wants, and then he will capitulate. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but that's what he did last time.
Yeah.
He was all against the budget bill until he got his pass-through approved for his big, big donors, because that's what he lives for, is taking care of those folks, not the rest of us so much.
No.
But yeah, I firmly expect Rojo to completely capitulate once he gets something that he wants.
Yeah. Cassandra on the live stream says 45 minutes can make the difference between permanent heart or brain damage. This will, capital WILL, put additional stress on the healthcare system as well.
Oh, we know outcome studies have shown us that people who live further away from hospitals have worse outcomes. There's more death. There's more morbidity. People who don't die but suffer long-term permanent damage, they have to live with that. Then they need even more health care.
Yep.
So let's just make sure people can get health care that they need, please.
Well, and we keep talking about Wisconsin is failing to attract new young families and losing population. We are not gaining population like some of the other states. I'm 65 years old. When I look to where I'm going to live, I want a hospital nearby.
Yeah.
I am not going to move to somewhere. And I love northern Wisconsin, but I'm not going to move to somewhere in northern Wisconsin where my only hospital is an hour and a half away. Mm-hmm. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah. And you're going to need more appointments, too. Don't forget that. It's not just that one sentinel thing, but it's all the touches with the healthcare system.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Kristen Lierley on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some people just know the best places to eat around town. Those are the people who know to choose Allstate. They know exactly where to go to get exactly what you're wanting. They know where to find the spiciest hot pot, the gooeyest brownies, and the tenderest, most flavorful portobello steak. Those people also know that safe drivers save 40% with Allstate.
Saving 40% is based on the national average premium savings for Allstate auto customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and vary based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age, between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Saturdays and Sundays here on Civic Media. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. Right before we went to the break, Dr. Lierley, we were talking about the budget bill now getting hammered out in the Senate and what this would mean for hospitals, especially in rural parts of the country and in rural parts of Wisconsin. And essentially, more hospitals will close.
They will. Hey, I don't know if people really realize what happens when people don't have health care. We heard George W. Bush say during his term that everybody can have access to health care. They just go to the emergency department, right? Right. He said this. So that is true. When you show up at the emergency department, we are obligated to give you care. That is the human thing to do, and it is the right thing to do. But if you can't afford it, guess who eats that care? The hospital eats all of those expenses. Whether you are somebody who's been living in this country your entire life, an undocumented immigrant, somebody who is a naturalized citizen, it doesn't matter. Nothing about that matters. All that matters is you cost that hospital money and you can't afford to pay for it. So guess who pays for it? The hospital. And they write it off and it becomes all of our problems.
Right.
We end up paying for
we
it
pay
eventually.
For it. Yes.
So the fewer people who have insurance, which includes Medicaid, the more we actually end up paying on the backside. And as it continues to draw, as fewer people are insured in rural areas, there's more of an impact on those rural hospitals. They have more expenses. They have fewer resources. They are more likely to close. That's why we're seeing hospital associations now stepping up and saying, this isn't going to work for us. We need help. We need help.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join us. Cassandra from New London is on the line. Good morning, Cassandra. What did you want to say about this?
Good morning. You know, it's interesting you guys were talking about, like, drawing young people in and, like that we're losing that population with cancer. And it was funny. I had an experience, this was a few months ago, of course, on Facebook. And there was actually somebody from the Wapaka County Republican Party that made a comment that said basically, like, get out of here with your progressive views, take them to Madison. And it's like, so you're telling people who are more progressive, which tends to be younger people, to leave your county.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. Especially, like, Wapaka County and, like, the city of Wapaka as the foundry, and they're having a tough enough time getting people to work there. And they're actually bringing in, I believe, a lot of their immigrant workforce is Venezuelan, which all of those visas just got canceled.
Yep.
They're losing all of those employees. And then I think it's hilarious that Mr. Tony Weed is introducing some of this legislation to help rural hospitals when he's supporting this big, beautiful bill, specifically calling out the loss of the birthing center at the WPAC.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, thank you, Cassandra.
You're right. WPAC just lost their birthing center. So that's another strike against young people wanting to live in that community. And then the bill that she referenced is a bill that, it's a great bill, actually, that would make sure that hospitals that don't have birthing centers, more than half of all rural hospitals do not provide obstetrical care. More than half of all rural hospitals in this country do not provide obstetrical care. So that bill would make sure that the people who work in those hospitals have the things that they need to take care of people who just show up on their doorstep. Because if you are in labor, or if you're having a pregnancy-related problem and you show up at a hospital that does not provide obstetrical care, you need somebody who can help you, even though there's nobody in the hospital right now who can. So it actually is a good bill, but it doesn't even begin to solve the problem. And he is making the problem overall worse by supporting this big, beautiful bill.
Well, and again, I go back to this whole mantra from the right. We love babies. We want more babies. Why aren't women having more babies? What's wrong with you women? No, that's not the problem. The problem is we have no birthing centers at half of our hospitals. That seems to be a problem.
That's a huge part of the problem. There are a lot of reasons why people are choosing not to have babies. And we do need more babies. We need more younger people. Economically, we've got this teetering population of people who are aging, and we do not have the young people to support them. So that is a legitimate issue. But forcing people to have babies or coercing them or giving them $5,000 or a medal, that's not the answer. Building a society that supports families and supports women and cherishes children, that is one piece of the puzzle.
That might actually help. Check out Dr. Kristen Lierley, the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Saturdays and Sundays across the network. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll have you back on real soon.
Thanks, friends. I love hanging out with you.
Love having you here. News is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sound real good. Yes, I'm ready. Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. Gonna be sunny. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Supreme Court's conservative majority has let stand a Tennessee law barring the use of hormone therapy and drugs to treat gender dysphoria in minors. CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Cronk.
A group of parents and children, the ACLU and the Biden administration sued. They said these laws are unconstitutional. But in that 6-3 ruling written by the Chief Justice, the court said that transgender minors, they don't have a constitutional right to access those kind of treatments.
In suburban Boston, Karen Reed supporters were jubilant when they heard the jury's verdict in her retrial on charges of killing her boyfriend. Not guilty. Here's CBS News Boston's Christina Retz.
People are out here screaming, chanting. Those chants were so loud, we actually could not hear the clerk and the jurors get through the rest of the verdict.